السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes.
I know you're getting tired of this intro,
We
but
outside all night, every day, all night. Lola
I'm not
kaiwa,
outside, I'm home.
We indoors all night.
Anyways, it's been a hot minute. You know, we definitely passed over the day we were supposed to upload. Well, you know, that happens. And we ask you guys to forgive us.
Inshallah.
Yes.
But, you know, as we were speaking about our journey to Gambia, so this is part two. I feel like, though, it's going to be like almost a three-parter, babe.
Nah, we finishing this today.
Okay, inshallah. We'll see. We'll see.
So, let's continue from where we stopped off. We're at Germany. And the lady
at Frankfurt, yes.
Yeah, Frankfurt, Germany. And the lady that was boarding on everybody, she said, she showed us, well, she told us that one person could not get on a flight.
Yeah, so, you know.
Who did that?
You know, they swiping everybody's card and then boop.
Everybody's boarding
we
pass.
Hear a tweet. Sorry, you can't go on. And then I look at it.
It's you?
It was my boarding pass.
And bro, you know why he's saying it when he look at it? It's because I carry majority of everybody's passports.
Yeah, you were carrying everything.
Yeah, so it was like okay, I gave it in a particular order. Mm-hmm. Like I made sure me, you, Muhammad was fine, and then my mom and my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew it was you. But Muhammad's connected to me.
Yeah, there's no way they could say Muhammad.
Exactly.
So it was. They went boop. I
and
said,
then when that happened, bro, my heart dropped. I said, oh no. Oh no, not another part. First of all, we already got separated in New York with my grandma and my brother. And now my husband, the one that is the caretaker of this child on the plane, is not coming on.
Wallahi.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so you know, when we see that, I'm like, wait, what? So now we questioning the lady. I'm like, no, we booked the flight together. We asked them at JFK. They said we're all going together.
No, not JFK.
No, I'm saying, remember at JFK,
it's when I rebooked the flights, and remember, our flights got canceled. I told the guy, sir, are you sure that we're all going together? Because we cannot get separated. We're like a party of 11.
Okay,
he said, yeah, on the phone. Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
And then I think I asked JFK.
Yes, we asked JFK.
But it's not like, they're going to say, yeah, you know.
Yeah, the guy was like, yeah, y'all good. Yeah, it's all y'all.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, okay, we're good. Hence why we didn't check the tickets. So the way when we initially.
We trusted them.
Yeah, we looked at the top one, which had Binta's ticket on top, and the time that hers said is the one when we all initially thought, okay, that's the time, right? Come to find out, they excluded the brother.
That don't make it's the whole reason this happened is because our original flight from New York to Brussels got canceled. That's the only reason this happened.
Yeah,
and I don't know why they were separated. So the whole commotion was that you were supposed to leave earlier to Brussels. You were supposed to be on the flight before that.
My flight was the one right before.
Yeah,
the flight that we was getting on, but I didn't know that because I didn't look at my ticket.
And you over here sleeping.
Well, I took a nice nap and everything. I'm out here like, yes, finally I get to relax.
But let's talk about what happened. What did the lady say?
So,
the lady that was boarding.
Yes, so she was like, okay, you step to the side. You know, I'm gonna board everybody, and then after that, this is what she said to me. She's like, okay, yeah, you step aside, and then after I board everybody, we're gonna see if there's any plazas available. And then after, you know, we'll let you get in. Because it's not like there's enough ticket to get fired at. Like, it's not like I stole the ticket. You see that I was supposed to board one of y'all planes. So it was like, we paid for this ticket technically, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Binta's like, yo, you sure? I said, yo, y'all could go. Y'all hold another kind of. Go ahead. Y'all could go. Don't worry.
I feel like that was a mistake.
Why?
I mean, either way, they would have left us, right?
If what do you think? They would have been like, oh, you're very special to us. No, they would have left you guys. So I'm like, yeah, y'all could go inside. And she's like, okay. So the lady was like, yeah. Caro. So they went in. Now I'm waiting right by her, next to her. I'm waiting. And then, you know, I see everybody board. And then I'm like, okay. I take my bag in my hand. And I'm like, okay, is there any seats available? She said, oh, no. You have to go talk to the ticket people.
Like, girl, why would you?
That, listen, babe, that's what pissed me off. Right then and there, I'm gonna make a car, buddy. I remember I'm Muslim.
Say it English too.
Yeah, I was about to curse this lady out, but then I remember I'm Muslim. We're
like,
not
girl,
supposed
be
to
for
curse
real.
it.
I could have probably figured this out before then.
That's
And
what I was thinking in
wow,
my
you
head.
made me stand there with
Wallah.
everybody the board.
That's what pissed
And then
me
she
off.
said all the seats were full.
No, she was like, yeah, you got, no, I'm
Oh.
sorry, I can't let you in. Yeah, I'm like, what you mean you can't let me in? She's like, oh, you know, I have to speak with some representatives or whatever. Like, she sent me, oh, you got to go over there to talk to these people, the ticket people or whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever. So already I'm annoyed with this woman, you know, German Chibabu, white woman with blonde hair. I will never forget her face, babe. So I went to that place that she told me I think it's customer service. I don't even know if it's customer service. I don't even know what they are. But she sent me to one place. So I went there. And as I'm going there, I see there's a long line. So I'm like, oh my God, I gotta wait in line. Like, and I'm trying to make their plane, like Binta's flight. I'm like, maybe, you know. So I went to one of the ladies that it was an African lady. I think she's African. Yes, it was an African lady sitting out who also works in the airport. So I'm like, oh, hi. You know, because she was the one that was signing people in. I said, oh, how you doing? I'm sorry. Yeah, I see that this is a long line right here. I don't even know if I should wait on that line, but I need to know. Like, I have a question. Right here, like, I told her about the situation of what happened. Like, I missed my flight because we thought it was this, yada, yada, yada. And then she looked, because she has a tablet or whatever, and she looked at the tablet and she was like, wait, why are you not on the flight that's going right now? I was like, because the lady said, I got to speak to one of the people over here. She's like, but the plane is empty pretty much. It's not even full. Like, there's a lot of place. Why she didn't just let you in? And then I ascribed to her like it was some white blonde lady. And then she said, oh, okay. As if like, okay, I get it. You know, like Miss Ali, she understood what was going on, you know? She's ah, damn. Okay, so go wait in line, I guess. So I kind of cut in front of some people. They let me pass them because I guess they seen that I had an urgency. So I went to them and then they was like, oh, damn, I'm gonna have to talk with Lithuania's or wherever the place we was at. Their people, like their airline people, like that has nothing to do with them. I gotta go to them, the airline people, and talk to them. So now I go, I'm like, okay, now I gotta find this place. This whole time, Bita's calling me, like wondering what's going on. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm stressing too, you know? So I'm running, I'm like, okay, where is it at? So she told me the location. So now I gotta, it's like on the other side of the building. And I'm just thinking, am I gonna make their flight? And the lady was like, ah, to be honest, she don't think I'm gonna make their flight. I'm like, no, but
At
I'm
least
trying to
she
get
was
on there.
honest.
Yeah, that's one thing
So
I
then you could
respected.
make a plan B.
There you go. So she was like, no, I don't think you're gonna be able to make their flight, but you have to go to these people. I was like, okay, for them to help you. I was like, I bet. So now I'm like, where is it? Oh, on the other side of the building. I said, you gotta be
Did
kidding
you
me.
even find them?
Yeah, I went to the other spot too.
And what'd they say?
So when I got there at first, another long line. So over there, you have a ticket that you gotta pay. Like, I mean, not pay, stuff like that. They give you a ticket with your number on it. So you gotta wait.
It's like the DMV.
Exactly. It's
That's
similar to
crazy.
that. So over there, another African guy was this. So I'm trying to get him to help me out. Like, you know, look out for a brother, bro. So he's like, nah, like, you know, you gotta wait in this line.
Damn.
Boom, 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 boom. And it was like at least, like, I could say 20, 30 people ahead of me.
What?
Yeah, it was a long line. I'm telling you, I was stressing the whole time. I'm just thinking, damn, I hope their plane don't go. Although this lady
Yeah,
said,
your pants.
she said she don't think I'm gonna make it, but it's still possible that I'll make it, you know?
So then you waited till your number was called?
Yeah, so no, you wait in a line until, because when you get to the guy, then he gives you the ticket and then you wait in the line.
So you waited until it was your
Yeah,
turn.
until I got to the thingy. So, you know, as I'm waiting, I'm out here making dua. I'm asking Allah to help me. Thank you. Then I get to the register. You know, it was another brother. It was not an African, like a black guy. So I'm like, yo, I told him the situation of what happened, that we missed our flight because of this and that. And then he also looked at the thing and said, but the plane is empty. Why didn't she just let you
Crazy.
in? So every person that I went
I
to,
feel like she didn't just want to do extra.
she didn't, it was annoying. But every plane that I went to,
Every person.
I mean, yeah, I said every plane, every person I went to said that. Why didn't she just let you in?
I wish they was there with you when you was at the gate so they
You
could
talk what
defend
I
you.
said to the guy, brother, can you come along with me so we could talk to this lady? Because this is ridiculous. He was just like, oh, sorry, there's nothing I could do. So then the guy at the register was like, oh, okay, let me see. So he looked. He said, yeah, you did miss your flight. He said, damn, there's nothing that they could do because I don't have their, it was not from them, it's from the Brussels.
That's ridiculous.
Right? Yeah. So when he said that, I'm like, oh God, please, like, try to help me with something. He said, yeah, I got to call Brussels. Now I'm like, oh my God. So, all right, let me get offline. Now I went off, but he told me, yo, just go and then you could come right back instead so of waiting again in line.
Calls in Brussels?
Yeah, so I went to sit down and I'm out here. I called Brussels. And then as I called Brussels, they're like, oh, no, that I have to hit up the airport that I'm at for them to help me figure it out.
So it's like basically they have you running around.
Back and forth. To the point where I got annoyed. I said to the guy, listen, bro. Listen, I called Brussels multiple times and they said this. You said this. They said this. And then the guy said, right, then there's nothing that they could do. The only thing that could happen, he could show me like another flight, which was, he's the one who told me about Air Morocco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, because Brussels is not going to get another flight
so
until.
So that means like he was just saying that, yeah, you miss your flight, you miss your money. Are you going to pay for a new flight?
Yes, pretty much. Like I had to pay for a new flight. Mm. And, you know, he was like, because with Brussels, he said no, because Brussels don't have one.
And yeah, Brussels is only certain days.
There you
not
go.
Every day
I think
fly.
That next, I would have had to wait till Monday in order to get to Gambia, which I was not trying to do.
I remember when you told me that's a Monday.
Yeah, she started.
Mind you, we was only there for 2 weeks, bro.
Yeah, I heard it in your voice. And I was just like, yo, at this point, I'm stressing, you know?
Let me tell you, I was on that plane making door. Bro.
Yeah, well,
I was about to cry.
I was making mad door. It's Gambia.
I don't think I'll cry. I think I was like holding it in because it's like, you know, it's nothing I can do about it. Just have to have patience and make dua to Allah. And I had Muhammad. I'm like, all right, I'm not about to be a wreck. And he's crying too and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so now I'm like, okay, but he said, okay, you're going to have to get Air Morocco.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I came in.
No, before that. So now you was like, okay, just go to their website and book a ticket. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. I never booked a ticket in my life, but I didn't think it was gonna be hard.
When you told me that, I said, "What?"
She was like, "What you, babe? Figure it out." I'm like, okay.
"Because it's like, bro, you're gonna get deported. You're gonna stay in that airport. They're gonna deport you because you don't know how to get it."
That's what I'm saying.
Flight.
I'm like, "Okay, let me try to figure this out, right?" So, Peter calling, I'm just trying to figure it out. So, I'm on the website, and then as I'm on the website, every time I press a seat, it's just something about VIP. I said, I'm not a VIP. It said, like, putting your VIP pin.
Yeah, I think their website is glitchy, though. Because I remember I tried it, too. It was not working.
Yeah. So I was mad confused. I'm like, VIP number?
And hold on. Before you continue, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm going to get married one day. One day my husband's going to surprise me with a flight. He's going to fly me out. To come to find out. This man doesn't even, he never even booked a flight in his life.
I was like, oh God. That's when I started looking at my own self through the mirror. I said, yeah,
and
this is
this
bad.
This is why I advocate for moms and fathers and just family to support, to make both men and women independent. A lot of the time you go to a household and the woman
African
is doing everything.
Yeah.
But now these men, like the boys, they don't train them to do nothing.
Hey, don't say that. It was just a Biagi thing that happened. You know me.
Love, bro.
My life is a movie.
I was really sitting there like, who the hell did I marry?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, when I kept looking at the VIP and I kept saying, Binda, yo, do you know the VIP number? She's like, you're VIP? What VIP are you talking about? I said, babe, they told me I need a VIP number. You don't need a VIP number. Book the seat. I'm like, bro, every seat I press. Well, because at first I was going for the seat
but
next to the window.
But I was saying that, how did it make you feel?
I'm like, bro, I'm not tripping. I started thinking, am I on the wrong website? But I see the website. You sent me the website. It says Air Morocco.
I thought I was doing you a blessing by sending you a website.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, this is it. Mm-hmm. So every seat, because at first, initially, I wanted a window seat. So I said, okay, maybe the window seat.
You being too picky.
There you go. So I started thinking, okay, maybe it's because I got the window seat, right? So I said, all right, let me go to the back. Like the middle seats, because you know, I press that at the middle VIP. I'm like, yo, why is he showing VIP? VIP, I think one of them I almost paid, I was gonna pay it because I didn't know what, like, it but the price was crazy. I said, I don't think this is the price I'm supposed to pay.
And then what happened after I came to the, I usually use the app called Expedia.
I know about Expedia though, babe,
but you knew that.
I didn't think, this is the thing, my brain was not thinking about any of that.
What was you going to do? What was you going to do if the website didn't work?
I'm not gonna lie. If the connection, like your connection went away, girl, I would have went back to America. No, I kid you not. I started, I was already like, you know, I sat normal, I went, I just sat down, I'm like, yo, Allah, I think I know what's going on. One, I didn't say it to nobody. I said, this is
no,
not meant
babe,
for
you
me.
You gotta say it in English. We
yeah,
don't.
One, I didn't even tell anybody I was coming to Africa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want no voodoo or BYO or anything like that.
Or like people telling you to bring stuff.
Yeah,
in.
Take stuff and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, I'm a not tell nobody. Yeah. So I went to a side and dawah. I sat down. I said, Ya Allah, I understand what's going on. This trip is not meant for me.
You protecting me from something.
I said, I know there's something good. Because, you know, when you stress and think about bad, you know, so I'm like, I know this, I'm not supposed to go to Africa. There's a big reason behind it. Alhamdulillah. You know, let me not even stress about it. Let me not even. And then right when I'm in that mindset of I accepted defeat, that's when Bita sent me Expedia. She said, yo, but you got to hurry up to the Air Morocco. I'm like, wait,
yeah,
you got to.
It was saying that like there's like 2 seats left or something like that.
No, you already booked the ticket. It was a matter
no,
of
that was before that, because I wanted you to do it yourself, and even that you couldn't do by yourself.
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me Expedia though.
Yes,
you told me
Expedia. I did. That's
Expedia?
Yeah, I said, babe, look on Expedia for the ticket. I'm looking at it right now. It only says 2 tickets left, and then you couldn't figure it out. So then, real quick, I just used my Apple Pay on Expedia because I buy flights from them often. So not Apple Pay. I just already have my car information there, so I just booked it for you. But I didn't know if it went through or not. What I left you with, I just sent you the confirmation of it. But I don't know if when you're in a panicky situation, what if I did it from a different airport in Germany? I was like, you got to figure those stuff out. I booked the ticket. You got to figure the rest out.
Yeah. I remember you saying that. So I'm like, okay, I'm running around like a lunatic now. Okay. Hey, I need help. I need to find where Air Morocco is. So they're like, oh, Air Morocco. Oh, you got to go to the other side. I said, you got to be kidding.
And the flight time was real soon too.
Babe, it was cap.
Oh, really?
I'm going to get to that. So, I'm like, because Binta was like, yo, the flight time is mad. It's right there.
It's like, it sounded like
this. It was
like
soon.
Was, yeah.
Right? So, when you said that, and I looked at the thing on the time, it did say it was like close. And I'm looking at the time. Well, I'm running around. Well, this time, I didn't walk. The whole thing, I'm running. Anybody looking at me, I know they're like, this guy's crazy. I'm running through this airport, back and forth, trying to find it. I'm like, yo, how do I get to Morocco? I'm looking for people. Some of them don't speak English well, so I could tell, you know.
Yeah.
And then some of them understood. And then one lady was like, oh, you got to go this way, boom, boom, boom. I didn't even hear her directions. I just heard, go this way. The first
when you go this way, okay, when you I get there, you ask somebody
yeah,
else.
There you go. That was my mindset. I said, okay, because if you tell me this, I'm not going to know what to do, right? So I'm like, yeah. I'm going to go, she said, go through these doors. I'm going to go through those doors. And then if I see another employee, I'm going to, but I heard a little bit of the things she said. So she said, go this way. And then almost some of the things made sense because you see the arrow. Mm.
To be honest, I would have said, ma'am, do you guys have a car? Like, you know, the airport car? Y'all could drive me there?
No, you would have said that. Yeah, I didn't even think. You didn't get money, get brain. My brain was just, okay, get to the destination. Hurry up. You're going to be late. And during this whole time, while this is happening, my phone battery is also low.
Oh my
so my
gosh.
Phone was, yeah, that's, billah, wallahi,
tallahi. You had to buy a charger.
Wallahi, billahi, kick body, didn't come to that. So my phone is like saying 4 or 5%. And the ticket is on my phone.
Right, because I left. At
and
this
my,
point,
yeah,
at this
time,
point we
phone,
already left.
Yeah, they already got up. So there was no way I could reach her. So I'm like, hey, Allahu Akbar, my phone is about to die. So I'm not trying to show my phone to anybody until I have my phone off, right? I'm on low power mode. I'm asking Allah, please. Because the thing is, this airport, right, which I got to understand, I had a charger, right? But I didn't have the Yunkola.
You didn't have the head.
The head.
The European head.
The European, the one that they use. Because
yeah.
I had the one that we use in
and
Africa.
Who had it? I had it.
Oh, you had the head?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. So now I'm out
we
here.
We had two heads, but I was carrying both of them.
Both of the bags.
That's the problem.
Yeah, so we didn't know that until I looked in the bag. I didn't see the head. I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. And my phone is about to die. And I didn't see no stores at the time. So I'm like, oh, my God. If my phone dies on me here, I'm not going to get on this plane, even though she already booked the ticket.
Right, but, no, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you just have to give them your name.
Really?
You just show them the ticket.
Say wallah.
Yeah, no.
See, I didn't even know that. I hope y'all learning. You don't need you just say your name. But my brain was just like, if I don't show them this ticket, I'm staying here. I can't do that. That means for sure, Allah la sa, get the Telegambia. Like, I'm not going to go to.
Yeah, you're not going to Gambia.
Right? So.
Anyways, okay, so.
All right, so now I'm running around, right? And then, like I said, there was like a train I had to get on. I'm
telling the airport
on
train.
So I had to go to the other side of it. I'm telling you. So I'm just keep looking at the time because at the time. And like the time that it said on the thingy was so close. I'm like, yo, I was shaking while I'm standing there shaking, like nervous. Like the train, I'm like, well, he made a stop. I know that wasn't my stop. I said, come on, brother, just go, 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 go. Like, you know what I'm saying? In my
skip
head,
everybody's
stop. Skip this stop. Just go for me first. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh my God. Now, alhamdulillah, I get off the train, and I'm close to the area. Now, when I get close to the area, my phone, I look at it, it's at 1%. La ilaha illallah. So now I wanted to cry. Because I said, this 1% is over for me. So I almost gave up. And then I'm walking. I'm like, oh my God, yo, I'm like, yo, I'm looking for people. You know, no offense, Tibawu, white people don't trust us brothers. So I seen a white lady with a charger. I didn't care. I said, can you lend me a charger? So she said, no English. Not to kick out, she speak English. She didn't want to lend me her charger. But I was heartbroken. Yo, don't laugh, babe. This is some trauma that went on with me.
I'm weak because it's like you dying and this lady. She
because I could have stole her charger.
It's
maybe.
Not even that. Like, what if I need my charger too, man?
Bro, come on. Her phone, I seen her percentages. She had enough. She could have made her destination. I was on 1%.
Did you end up finding a charger?
No. Then, like I said, I was walking, and then I seen one of those stores, like those Dwayne Reed type of stores. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope this guy has a Yunkola. But
the
also,
head.
Yeah, the head. But also, do they do Apple Pay? Because I don't have no card on me. So that was another fear in my head.
Wait, how much was the charger?
The head? It went like $20.
Damn.
For that little head, right? But I didn't care. Well, I say if they would have said 50, we would have paid it.
$100,
I ain't gonna lie, $100, I don't think this is 100% for me. $100 is kind of too much for you, Gola.
You would have paid, babe.
No, I would have paid.
The way you in that situation,
I was not gonna pay no $100 for a head.
You,
I would have said, brother, you're jipping me off. I know.
No, you would have probably wanted to go look for a different store.
Or something. Yeah, or something like that, because that would have been crazy. But yeah, so I'm like, oh, when I found the charger, I was like, oh, alhamdulillah. And the thing with my phone at the time, so when I'm putting the charger on, maybe that's why the lady probably didn't want to let me a charger, because I would have had to wrap it.
Yeah, your phone, the charger was bad.
So you got to kind of get it
If you would have used my charger, you did that with his sir. Give my charger back.
Yeah, she would have took it anyway. So I'll let
you. You're about to break
that
my charger.
That would have been a waste of my time, right? And that could have been a fight, and they would have probably arrested me. I'll let you. So I had to wrap it and put it in a position. So I found the outlet, right? So I went to the area where the Air Morocco thingy was, and then the guy was like, oh, no, they're not open yet.
Oh, so...
Yeah, like for the accept
to,
the
to
so
stuff.
Hey, so he was like, you could go and come back. I looked at him. I said, go. I'm sitting right here. I was right in front. Like I was not moving until.
Was there a lot of people on your flight?
On the Air Morocco, yeah, it was full.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was full.
So it was true. Expedia did say that it was about to be full. So
now. Oh, see, Allah needed that was Allah. Yeah, but I was like sitting there. I'm just looking at my phone. I made sure I positioned it perfectly where it was charging.
So at this point, let me just give some context. We lost the money we put for the other flight.
Yeah, yeah, for the other flight. Yeah, that money was gone.
For now,
inshallah. Yeah. So I'm just sitting there watching. Anybody I see look like it's one of them. I get up. Yeah, I was not trying to waste no time, sweetheart. I was making sure because one, my luggage was in the other.
Yeah, they had to transfer it over.
That was another thing where
I'm surprised they got it though, bro.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna get to that too, right? So yeah. I'm waiting, and then I see like a brother, boom, I got up. No, we're not ready yet. Every time I see somebody, no, we're not ready yet. I'm like, okay. So alhamdulillah, now I'm getting hungry. I'm starving. I know there's a McDonald's upstairs, but I'm thinking they're about to open.
Be Palestine, why are you eating McDonald's?
During that time, was that?
Yes.
It was? Oh, snow. Well, I ain't gonna lie. The hunger that was in my body, I was going to eat McDonald's. But Allah made it that I was so scared of missing this, I didn't go. I starved myself.
Good, because you always put your stomach before everything.
Yeah, babe, don't do that. Don't do that now. Yeah, so.
No, because you the time to send me a message and be like, you know, babe, I had the plane, but I missed it because I was going
to get
the
to go buy something. I would have died. Right then and there, I would have died. I would have fainted because I wouldn't have to record you. You'll never see me again. I would have ran away from home.
You would have threw the food away?
No, be like, yeah. Yeah, that Uganda would never empty my body. I would have thrown that joint. But so, alhamdulillah, I get there, you know, and then it was a
brother. You, this whole time, right? You sending me voice messages of everything that's happening to you. Like,
yeah.
I'm not getting these voice messages because I'm in the air. But when I'm gonna fast forward a minute. When I land, I have like 20 voice messages to this. So every single part of his journey, he recorded a voice message to send me. And if you could already tell from when we're recording podcasts, or even when, if you know B.I. gets a person, his storytelling could go on for days. I'm not gonna lie, babe. I skip all the middle part of the voice message. I just listen to the first one and the last one. I listen to see if you got on the plane. That's it. Because it's like, I'm not about to sit there like this is a movie. Well, like, I just need to know you got on the plane, yes or no.
See, every detail that happened, what someone did to me, I was like, I'm gonna tell Bing that is. I'm gonna make sure she hears all of the story, everything that I'm going through.
Mind you, this is your fault, not my fault.
But it was a matter of I was bored. I was, so I'm like, oh, well, let me make sure I document this. I should go back to those voice messages so I can remember some of the stuff. Because I know some stuff happened during that route. But anyway, so now I get to the guy.
It's finally time to check in?
Yeah, it's time to check in. I was first in line. There was nobody ahead of me. I was not playing. So I get there, I'm like, assalamu alaikum. Because he see my name, and then he's like, yeah. And then I was like, yeah. So I was getting ready to tell him my story. Come to find out, my story was already spread.
But how did they know?
I swear to God, I don't know how. But when I got there, and I was like to the guy,
they probably saw like the airport police to watch out for you.
But I don't know. I probably was being targeted, right? Because when I got there, he was like, I said, yeah, you know, so I missed my flight. So he was like, oh, you're the one that they didn't let go through. Yeah, I was like, wait. I said, y'all heard about my story? He was like, yeah. He said, everybody knows what happened.
And maybe that just shows that what she did wasn't the right thing.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, because like I said, almost everybody that I went to was like, why didn't she just let you in?
But it's just surprising how someone from a whole different airline knew what was going on.
But you know, it was like the same airport. So I guess that's why they knew about it.
But hey, word travels fast, I guess.
Hey, super, super fast.
So anyways, and you get to check in.
Did I have to pass luggages every year?
Did you do? Did you ask them about your luggages that was in your other flight?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So I asked that guy. I'm like,
I'm surprised they didn't take it.
Yeah, no. Air Morocco, you talking about?
No. Like, what happened to your luggages that you already checked in?
Yeah. I was like, my luggages. He said, don't worry, brother. Don't worry. I already got it taken care of.
Oh wow, they're good.
Yeah, literally, he said, "Don't worry, but it's Air Morocco. We're the best." I was like, oh, "Yes, you guys are, because y'all pretty much picked me up." Well, I think I'm missing one component. Was it there or was that Air Morocco? No, it was there. What? So over there, every time when I had to transfer to the thingies, I had the carry-on luggage.
Yeah.
And the carry-on luggage had Baz powder.
Your bag had Baz baby formula.
Okay, so I had to pass by the security.
Yeah.
Right? So, funny thing. So, I passed by the security.
So, he basically had the diaper bag for Muhammad.
Yes, I was carrying that. So, this was the thing that was funny. So, every time I get to them, so you know when there's baby powder, they stop and open your bag.
Baby formula.
Baby formula. No, the powder. It was the formula.
Okay. Yeah,
The baby formula. So, every time you get to them, and the machine, it shows, like, I don't know what it is, as if it's a substance or something.
No, regardless, every time you go with baby formula, they're gonna check it no matter what.
Okay, yeah. So,
but I know they're wondering, like, why the hell you
got
baby formula?
This is what I'm saying. So the guy looked at me and looked like at the baby powder. He said, "Hey, brother, this for baby." I said, "Yes, I know." I said, "My son," and then I had to explain. I said, "My son went on a flight with his mom." Yada yada. So and then he heard this. That's why the Air Morocco heard it now. Now I'm remembering. Because every security I went to, I had to explain why I had baby powder. Mm. Right? Because they was looking at it. They said, you know baby. You know, like,
are you crazy?
Where's baby? You know what I'm saying? So they had to make sure they checked it. And then, I explained the story. And then I guess they looked at my name. So then that's how they figured, oh, yeah, you were supposed to get on a flight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, good thing they had that flight for you to take.
Huh?
Good thing they had another flight for you to take.
Well, Air Morocco? Huh? Good thing, because remember, your brother and them. And
they
grandma.
Ended up going to Air Morocco, so Air Morocco is saving a day.
Well, so I'm like, yo. Every time I get to the security, so now I got to tell them the story. Now I understand how he heard it, because I was wondering, how did he hear my story like that?
Right.
But because it was said, like, and I had like three or four times I had to go past some security. I don't know why, but almost like, okay, you got to wait right here. okay, pass. Wait right here. Pass. I'm like, yo, what is all of this? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like nervous about I'm gonna miss it because it was a
Too
lot of
much,
weight.
too much,
Too much
yeah.
weight and then going through the security and stuff. You know? But yeah, it was funny because I think I was cracking them up. They knew my name, babe. That's how I became famous in that airport. For that day, I was famous. They knew me. Every worker, not every worker.
So after you checked in, did you have to go sit for a while?
Yeah, so the guy told me just go right. You could go eat. Yada yada
Oh,
yada.
so it was not even time.
No, there wasn't time. But the way it looked like it was like
Yeah.
time. No, because we didn't know how fast the process was. So it was like, yo, make sure you don't miss this
Oh
flight.
yeah, that's true.
So that's why it was.
And
I
I
don't
didn't
think
even get to read like properly.
the
Was
timing
it
and stuff.
PM, AM? I don't even know.
Yeah. I waited a little bit and then
Like how long you would say you waited?
I ain't gonna lie, I felt like forever, but
Mm.
I'll say like an hour,
Yeah, I think it was
two
an hour because
hours.
our flight from Germany to Brussels was just an hour. And by the time I got to Brussels, I seen all the voice messages. So about an
Okay.
hour.
Yeah, so like around that, like an hour, 2 hours, if anything, you know. So, alhamdulillah.
So
Now,
now you went in. Did you end up getting food?
I didn't buy food because I was like, I'm not gonna miss this flight. I was just thinking about don't miss the flight. No matter what happens, do not miss this flight. You miss this flight, you're dead. That was my head. I said, I cannot miss this flight. So, my stomach was rumbling. I said, you're gonna rumble today. I don't know what we gonna, you're gonna rumble today, but alhamdulillah. You know, I ate, you know, Air Morocco, their food is good.
I mean, maybe because you were hungry.
No, well, maybe that could have
But
been
when
the
you went on
case.
the flight, who did you see?
No, I didn't see nobody on that flight.
But you didn't see my grandma, yeah?
That's when we got to Morocco.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Yeah, Air Morocco, I didn't see nobody on that flight.
But you said that flight was packed, though?
It was packed, yeah. I pretty much slept that flight because I was tired of that whole running.
Was it a
So,
long flight?
never mind, I didn't sleep that flight. Astaghfirullah. I read the Quran that flight. Wallahi, no oil, the airplane was settling it. It was shaking. I said, oh God. I said,
I
Allah.
should have listened and went back
I
home.
said, no, Allah. I said, Allah, I know you were showing me the signs that I was being
But I
hard-headed.
believe now.
I
I
was like, no,
believe.
I was being hard-headed. I should have just went back to America because yo, it was shaking. Like, I don't know if that's how that plane is, but and I was next to the wing. I
Damn.
was next to the
And
window.
you looking at
I'm
that?
looking at the wing, and the wing looked like it was in my eyes. I kid you not. Well, lied to me. One piece of the wing flew off. Not even lying. I remember that moment because right then and there, I opened
Crazy.
my phone and looked at the Quran. Billah, I didn't look up ever since. I was reading the Quran the whole time. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die and go to heaven. I'm not gonna die.
Yeah.
Go through all of this and then go to hell. That's kind of crazy, right? Wallahi, but I remember because it didn't happen. I'm not saying that's what happened. It didn't come off, but in my eyes, because I was panicking so much, you know, when you panic, you see things that you're not supposed to see.
Laughing because imagine that actually did happen.
Hey, well, I
Knowing
did.
Air Morocco, huh?
Nah, hey, I'm not yawning. Maybe
Nah,
it
I
could
don't know.
have.
Maybe they would have
Nah,
just
that would have
threw
been
you guys to
crazy.
land.
But like the way it shook, here, I said, I'm not gonna arrive safe. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh God, this is not good. I'm gonna die today. That's what I kept thinking. It's over. I know it. I knew this was the case. I was like, Allah kept trying to save me, and I kept being ignorant and saying, I'm gonna go. I was not supposed to go to Gambia. This is where I die.
Weak.
I was like, yep, this is where I'm gonna
Oh,
die.
okay, so your flight, wait, how long was that flight though?
Air Morocco, well, like I said, I was reading the Quran mainly. I took a nap though. I know I remember sleeping.
So then now you get to Morocco and then you have to wait for Morocco to Gambia?
Yeah, so now I get to
Huh.
Morocco. That's the one where I had rushed because
Oh.
the plane was about to go
Oh wow.
from
So they
Morocco.
was late a little bit.
Hey, lined up within ya. But that it was so packed. So you gotta,
What, the airport was packed?
yes, to
Oh.
like the check, like to take your bag, like you know, the thingy to pass through the security and
The
go.
border and stuff like that.
It was packed. Hey, babe, I'm looking at the time
So what did you
on
do?
the ticket. I see some guy. He looked familiar. I acted like I knew him. Yeah,
Wasn't
well, I was like, hey, brother, yo. And I skipped some
You're
people. I kid
lying.
you not, well, right? You gotta do
What did
some
the
things.
guy say?
Now he looked at me like, oh, "Assalamu alaykum, brother." So I made it
Oh
like, yeah,
wow,
that's
that's
the guy I knew.
crazy.
So I kind of skipped a few people, not a lot. It's not like I made a big jump, but it was a little jump. I was nervous, and I'm just praying to Allah. And then something, I think some argument broke out. Oh, stuff like some lady dropped her ticket, so they wasn't letting her go through
Oh, her boarding pass,
her
maybe.
boarding pass, something like that. So that kind of delayed a lot. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna miss this flight.
Imagine.
Hey, babe, I was nervous. Or
I mean, at
lie.
least you're in Africa. You could have probably took a bus from Morocco to Gambia.
Dude, yeah. I ain't doing that. That's kind of, what? That's kind of crazy. Maybe I could, though.
Yeah, I mean, you in the continent, so
I
you
am
just
in
got it
Africa,
from
right?
there.
Morocco's
Yeah.
Africa. You're right. I didn't even think about that. I would just say, yep, I'm going to get stuck in Morocco now. But Morocco, maybe their flights is a lot that it goes to Gambia,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe the next day, you never
Yeah,
know.
maybe. Allahu A'lam. Alhamdulillah, I didn't have to deal with that, but, you
So you get to the gate, and
Yeah,
who do
so
you see?
I'm running around. I passed the gate. Same
So,
question.
but
Why
hold
you
on.
got formula? My son is on the other plane. Yada yada yada.
So when you got to the gate, was people boarding already?
No. They were sitting, getting about
Oh,
to board.
okay.
And like while I'm getting there, I see her brother and her grandma. I'm like, oh my God.
This is a family
That's
reunion again.
Alhamdulillah. And it was funny because when they see me, it was like they seen a jinnah.
They've seen a
Like the
ghost.
brother was like, hey, can you go to Biagi to Nankawa?
Wait, he said that?
Yeah, he was like, this guy look like Biagi. He said, Biagi, don't you? I said, hey, Biagi, how you doing, Biagi? He said, what happened to you? I was like, yeah, long story, brother. I had to explain that story. That story at that time, I memorized it by heart. Right now, I'm missing some
I
components.
remember my grandma was like, "You see, Binta, you didn't want your husband to go with me, and then did he end up coming with me?"
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. Alhamdulillah though.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Cause when I seen her, it brought me ease. I was like, okay, so they didn't board their flight. That means the plane didn't leave me. Cause I
Right.
thought that, cause I didn't want to look at the phone too much because I was just running. So I was scared that maybe if I look at my phone, I might miss it by a minute. I kid you not. But alhamdulillah, once we got there, like I said, I sat for like I'll say like 3, 4, 5 minutes and then they say, yo, let's board the plane. But I was not sitting next to them though.
Oh,
Our
okay.
seats was not next to each other, you know. That flight I've slept the whole flight, you know, alhamdulillah. Yeah, Allah, that was a journey that I kid you not. Now I know how to book a ticket. Go to Expedia, brothers. Expedia.com.
Expedia is
The
easy.
app. Boy, they do it for you.
Gotta pay.
Don't even need to go to the website. Be like, just go to Expedia. They probably might charge you a little extra,
No,
but
they
hey.
don't. Most of
No?
sometimes the prices compare.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh well, hey, Expedia. Y'all know what to do. Endorse us and sponsor
Sponsor
us.
us.
Because I'm about to make sure everybody that flies through Expedia.
So now let's let the story transition back to me. So now we get
So wait,
Brussels.
how was you feeling? There you go. I wanna know
And then
this
all
whole
as long as
process.
the last voice note, you said
No,
Alhamdulillah, I'm on the
I'm talking
plane.
about before the whole voice
Oh, I
note,
was
the
stressed
plane,
out and
how
I
was
was
it?
kind of upset at you
I'm
that.
sorry guys, I said my whole story. We didn't even ask how she was doing.
I was stressed out and I was kind of upset at you that the fact that you couldn't figure it out without me. And in my head, I was like, this is why you gotta, marry someone who's independent and stuff like that. I mean, not saying that you're not independent,
No,
but
I
you
know what you.
lack something.
I lacked a lot
Yeah.
right there.
I feel like this really showed you a lot, though,
Hey, this
about
helped me
yourself.
grow. I said
Yeah.
that. I was like, I see why Allah did it to me because I needed to grow.
And best believe, when I saw you, that's the first thing I'm gonna say. How you don't know how to book a flight? But anyway, so let the story go back to us now. So now we made it to Brussels, and alhamdulillah, I found out you're on a plane. I told my mom, yeah, he's fine. So now I was a little bit less stressed. Yeah, we get to Brussels, bro. We literally had to, our plane going to Gambia already boarded. The guys from Brussels had to come to our gate to get us. They was looking for our family to board us.
What?
Yes. So,
There was already boarding people, you saying?
yeah, everybody already know, and it was just us because the flight was delayed. I don't know, it's all something delayed. So
Wow.
yeah, we got on that flight.
There's about to be a part five on this joint
No,
right
we got on our flight, and yeah, it was fine. The flight was smooth sailing, no
How
problem.
was Ba on the plane?
He was crying a little bit. I gave him to my mom, but sometimes I took him back. It was not so bad. I know he was tired too.
Yeah,
So
because we stood up that whole other flight, so I'm
yeah,
assuming he was
but
tired.
my sister Aisha really was helping me too. So shout out to her.
Yeah, appreciate you,
Yeah. So
Miss
then we
Aisha.
get to Gambia, and obviously, y'all was scheduled, and people from Morocco was like, we came in the nighttime, like 10 p.m. But y'all was supposed to come like 1 a.m. in the middle of the
Yeah, the
night.
middle of the night.
So we came, we got to Gambia, we did all that thing. Good thing I bought everybody visas beforehand, so we didn't have to worry about visas.
Oh, you talking about
Remember?
when you got to Gambia?
Yeah, remember I
Oh,
bought the
yeah,
Gambia visas
okay.
here in America.
Yeah, from here, yes, right
Yeah,
here.
so then I did that. We all got, and then it's time to get our bags. Then why they said nobody bags came? Except two bags.
Oh, yeah,
And
you're
none
right.
of those bags were mine or Muhammad's.
Wallahi. Wallahi,
And you could
wallahi.
only imagine, we have a wedding the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Our clothes are in those bags. I don't even care about my clothes. My son don't have any Pampers. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's no Pampers, they don't have nothing. No, no, we just go home, and it is what it is. Like, at this point, I'm not even mad. As long as we made it to Gambia safe and sound, and alhamdulillah, I don't even care. Like, I made it to Gambia, like, this trip was already exhausting. And it is what it is. Alhamdulillah, we just got there. Now we just gotta wait for Biagi and them. And I remember when we was in New York, we didn't like separate the bags. Like, okay, Biagi, this bag is gonna be checked in with your name, or this bag is my name. We just mixed them up and just checked them all together.
So now, alhamdulillah, back to the Mandem. We got to Gambia, right? So when we got to Gambia, we met some guy. I think your brother knows his brother or something like that.
So pick him up.
No,
Yeah.
I'm talking when we got off the plane. So he
Oh.
also got off the Air Morocco plane.
Oh.
There was a lot of Africans on that plane, like a lot of
Yeah.
Gambians, Salahulus, and stuff like that. I don't know. Your brother knew a lot of people. He
'Cause
was.
it is cheaper than Brussels.
Really? Air
Yeah.
Morocco?
But you know, people don't trust it a lot 'cause a lot of people's stuff go missing and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's crazy. So yeah, now we get there. And then, like I said, there was a guy who, his brother knew or whatever. So I didn't know when you get to Gambia, when you enter the airport, you gotta pay a fee.
Yeah, everybody, you gotta pay
I
like
never knew that,
$1,000 or something like
which
that.
was like $20.
Yeah. So you didn't
But
have the money?
no, I had the money, but the guy that was next to us,
He didn't have the money?
no, he had it, but he was complaining the whole time
Oh.
about taking that. He said, "How is Gambia charging us?" I understand charging the foreigners,
Wait, they even charge the people?
the Gambian people. Yes,
Really?
if you fly out, you come in, because he had the Gambian passport.
What?
He went to
No.
go play soccer in Morocco.
But I think the people that, if you're a Gambian passport, you leave, you don't have to pay.
Go in or come in? Coming in. No, when you coming in, you have to pay. The guy was
No, but
Gambian.
I know when we left, we had to pay too.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so
Yeah.
maybe when you leave, it's different. But
Yeah.
that guy, he was complaining. I
Nah, that's
was
crazy.
dying
He
because I
went
didn't.
to play for
He
Gambia.
said, "Be like, cool."
Did he go play for Gambia?
I don't know. He plays it. I know he said he plays soccer in Morocco. That's all he said. I don't think he was in the Gambian team. I think he was in a team in Morocco. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Boy, can't talk on me. He said, "Be like, cool." They just stealing our money. They don't even develop no
They
city.
don't do nothing with it, bro.
That's what
Every
he said.
person
He
that
said,
comes and you get $20, what is the
that's what he said. He
difference?
said this, the whole purpose for, because I was like, why? I was like, this never, I've never seen this. He said, yeah, the whole purpose for this is to develop the country, but they don't do nothing with this money. They just eat the money.
Wait, did he say that for all of them? Just the
Yeah, he
security
was
guards?
complaining. No, because Saraule, he was speaking to
Oh,
me.
okay.
Me and him was chatting. You know what I'm saying? You know me, I'm a chatty person. The whole time, this brother was just complaining. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing until I guess now. So alhamdulillah, we get to the thingy. Once we get there, remember, I'm with your brother. Oh, boom. They told your brother to pull to the side.
What?
Yeah. He didn't tell you? Yeah, they pulled your brother to the side. Your brother and your
Why?
grandma, they got pulled to the side.
For
Well, somebody,
what?
your brother got pulled to the side.
Why?
Allahu Alam.
Oh, you don't know?
Wallahi, I just know I got there. I'm like, okay, alhamdulillah, I pay my
What?
20 and then I get
So
there.
did he have to pay or not?
Yeah. I don't know exactly. I forgot what your brother said.
Crazy.
He said something about they just try to zone him to get more money, but
They're
he
always
not
trying to do
stupid.
stuff.
Yeah, he said he not stupid. Kuda smile like I was born from America or something like my skin color.
No, it's because he have an American passport now.
Yeah, so that's
When he
why.
left Gambia, he had a Gambian passport.
Okay, but yeah, they pulled him to the side. He said they thought they were gonna do me. They didn't know who they was dealing with. Cause he
Right,
said no
bro.
matter. Cause he was there for a minute.
Really?
Yes, we.
Wow.
So we got our luggages. Me, I got mine, and then I got your grandmother's luggage. I got your brother's. I got all of
And
the luggage,
still.
and your brother's still there. I'm like, what happened? I was like, yo, did they kidnap him? And
That's
your grandmother was just sitting there.
My grandma's just
She
tired.
was like, thank you. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, did they like? So I'm like looking for him. I'm like, where did he go? And then that's when he popped up. Hey, I was like, what happened? He said, well, they pulled me to the side. They try to get money from me.
You
I
know,
said, you
Gambia,
gave
they
him?
very like very 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 like
Yeah.
what is it called? Scammers.
Yeah, kind of, I'll say.
Bro.
Well, he was like this. He said, they try to get money from me. They don't know who they're dealing with. I said, you gave them? He
They
said,
really
me
don't
give
know.
them?
My brother literally one of the
He's the
most
stubborn.
hard-headed people ever.
Hey, he said, be like, the lady
He
kept
rather them
saying,
arrest him than he
yeah,
paid him.
that's what he said. He said, they were gonna arrest me today. I was not gonna go. I was like, bro, so you could have just gave him a look. He said,
No,
be
but
like,
that's
he said, I
actually
was not
so
gonna give them
bad.
even a dollar
And
extra.
in Islam, that's so bad. That's bargaining.
Yeah, it's
Like,
bad.
you are literally lying and taking these people's rights from each other. Like, even when you get there and they want you to give them something, they will seize your suitcase and be like, we're gonna open it if you don't give us something. That's what happened to us when our luggages eventually came. They
Yeah.
hold all the luggages, bro. Eight luggages, and they open everything until we had to give them something. But come on, man.
Damn, that's crazy. And then you know the thing is, right? Because sorry, you know us when I came from Gambia, right? Or when you came to the airport? No, did you come?
Yeah, they come.
Okay, so okay, that was that. When I
Oh,
came
there's
from
so much.
so when I was young, when we came from America to go to Gambia, they said when someone asks you to help you with your luggage, say no, right? Don't give them your luggage, right? So I still had that mentality going this
I
time
mean,
again.
that's still how it is
It
now.
is, but you know what I'm saying? So some guy came and said, "Oh, I said
Wait,
no."
let's get some. The reason they say when someone comes and tries to help you,
Yeah.
say no, it's because they could steal your stuff, one, or they're gonna just take it for you and then ask you for money at the end.
Yeah,
Like you
yeah,
ask them to help them like
yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, the guy came to me and was like, "Oh, like, I said, hey, no, I don't need, like you." And I said, "It mad mean."
And I was like, bro, that's
And
my
then Binta
uncle.
came to me, was like, "Babe, you don't even know who that is. That's my uncle." I said,
Like, humble yourself, please. Humble yourself. Mad embarrassing.
"That's mad embarrassing." I said, "Well, I didn't know."
Yeah,
I
but why
said,
you being
"Babe,
meany
because I
now?
came on, like I said, the
Okay,
mentality.
but you
You
don't have to
gotta,
be
okay, I'm gonna be
meany.
honest. I was trying to play the tough guy act, and you know,
Yeah,
act like I'm
I
cool.
know, I know.
Like, yo, don't
It
mess with me."
backfired.
And
Now
it
look at
backfired
it.
because I embarrassed her uncle. I said, "No."
But mom would have said that he just
He
left.
just walked away. Like, all right, I'm not gonna know but
Laughing.
I thought that's how you're thinking, right? He's like, "Yo,
And that's mad embarrassing because this is the first time they're meeting my husband and he
yeah."
acting like this. Damn, but who the hell did she marry?
She gonna be like, "I'm like, nah, we gave our daughter to the wrong guy. This guy mad mean." But we became mad cool, me and your
Yeah,
uncle here.
he really likes you like that.
Yeah, we became mad cool. But that day, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. Honestly, I just seen a guy walking towards me and said, "Look," so I said, "No, brother, we good."
And
Like,
the way you did it was not nice
that's
at
what I said. I was
all.
rude. I'm not
That
gonna lie.
was not nice. I
I
didn't like
pretty much
that at
moved his
all.
hand. Like, yo, move your hand. You know what I'm saying? But I learned young people. I'm glad
I
we.
love to forgive you.
I'm yeah. I love. May Allah forgive us.
But anyways, we got the luggages. Alhamdulillah, all your luggages came, which I'm surprised about because they'd be like, Air Morocco stole stuff. We went through Brussels, they ain't get nothing back.
Vinta was like, "You got your luggage?"
And the
She's like,
reason
"You
they
got
said
both
that,
of
the
them?"
reason they said we didn't get our stuff is because, you see, I remember I told you we had to run from the airplane in Brussels when we got there because we was the last ones on the flight. They didn't have enough stuff to transfer our stuff, enough time to transfer our stuff, so they just left it there. And they're gonna put on the next flight, basically. But you know how Brussels, their flights are not every day. Their flights are
It
in some
takes,
days, so.
it takes time and stuff. Yeah,
Total
so
took 3 days for us to get our stuff.
yeah, like 3 days.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, she's like, "You got your luggage?" I'm like, "Yeah." She said, "Both?" I said, "Yeah, you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got both my luggage." She's like, "Babe, guess what? We didn't get ours." I started dying. I said, "Okay, so I'm not the only one that went through something in this trip."
Right.
Because I'm thinking I'm about to go through the most trauma out here, you know. But alhamdulillah, now we get to the house, you know, mashallah, beautiful, beautiful place, you know what I'm saying? Binta's happy, her mom is mad happy, like, "Oh, yeah, you made it." Hey, alhamdulillah, you know
And
that.
every time my mom saw you, she started laughing
Yeah,
when we went through and stuff like that.
she started thinking about that. So we get to there and then we open the luggage and none of my clothes was there. It was all Ba's clothes.
Wait, it was two suitcases.
Yes, I had
One
two.
was
One was
mine.
yours and one was Ba's. I said, "So you
I
mean?"
said,
She said, I was like, "So you mean to
Alhamdulillah.
tell me I did all of this dirty?" But I had clothes in my mini luggage
Yeah,
a
that was
little bit.
smart.
That was the good part. I don't
Your
know what
carry
made
on.
me do that. But I was like, let me just put like a few outfits here, which alhamdulillah, that's what I was wearing until my actual clothes
Let me
came.
tell you, when that happened, when I found out that it was, I didn't even care about myself, but when I found out that Ba's luggage was safe and we had that because his diaper, his food, and everything was in
Yeah,
there,
he was
because he
like,
only had one suitcase.
yeah.
I was like, Allah, you never fail me. You never, Azawajali, never
Yeah,
help me.
he definitely didn't fail you, right? Alhamdulillah, though, right? That I went to Air Morocco, who would have known, right? We would have probably not got any of them. So,
Exactly. Qadr of Allah. You
that's what I
see
said.
that,
It's
bro?
all Qadr of
We got
Allah.
separated, but it was for a reason because we if you would have went with us with Brussels, bro, we would have got nothing. For
Exactly.
3 days, my son don't have no diapers, nothing.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Allah knows. You see,
Alhamdulillah.
that's why whenever something happens to you, remember, Allah is the best of planners.
Wallahi.
I know in the moments I kept thinking, yeah, this is why I was about to die or something
Right,
like that.
right,
But
right.
in all, you know, Allah is the best of planners. You don't know why you're going through it. But just thug it out. It's gonna work out because this journey was like the journey of hell,
Right, and
but
it made me
it became the
again.
journey
I know
of.
you heard the Umrah trip. If you haven't listened to that, go listen to that. And then you hear this, and this is exactly why I have traveler's anxiety because
Oh yeah,
everything goes wrong when I travel with a big group of people.
Wallahi. it's always something. Just
Yeah.
one thing, two things, something goes left. Well, alhamdulillah for everything. Manda
Alhamdulillah.
made it to Gambia safe and sound. Alhamdulillah.
Everybody reunited.
Got to see some family and stuff. But alhamdulillah, that was our journey to Gambia. A very long journey.
Allah.
It felt like it was 3 years of a
For
journey.
real. It made me think that, bro, I should have just stayed home.
Girl, you think you thought that? Girl, I wanted to go back. I told you, Allah, I sat down and accepted my fate. I said, yeah, this is just not for me. But alhamdulillah, Allah allowed me to enter Gambia, and, meet family and stuff. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. The trip was good. We did a lot of things, a lot of stuff happened, and you
Yeah.
guys will hear about those stuff,
And
throughout the next episodes and
yeah,
stuff like that.
inshallah, more of what happened in the Gambia. Because this episode, alhamdulillah,
This trip was a road
this was a
coaster.
trip. This trip was alhamdulillah. It was
Yeah.
one of my, although I went through all of the stuff I went through, I'm grateful that I went through it.
And I remember you was debating, like, should you
Whether to
go, should
go.
you not go?
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, nah, I don't think I'm gonna go. She was like, come on, babe, yada yada yada. I'm like, you know what? I haven't gone to Gambia in like eight years, I think, at the time. So I was like, you know what? It
And I
is what
feel
it
like
is.
that was really the perfect time.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
Because
great.
as your family gets bigger, it gets harder to go. So,
Yeah, to travel and stuff
yeah.
like that,
Especially to Gambia, which is further,
And remember, I think I didn't want Ba to go because of Gambia's
Yeah.
environment. I didn't want him to get sick or anything like
Yeah,
that.
but it
But
is what it is, though.
alhamdulillah, Allah's the best. He ended up allowing me to go and see family. So yeah, so that was the journey to Gambia. We hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah,
You
since
got anything else you gotta say, baby?
well, that's all. Hope you guys laugh.
How
I
you felt
wish
when you seen me?
I felt relieved, and then
Yeah.
you quickly ruined it when you were disrespecting my uncle. I said, "Yeah, you don't deserve nothing."
Know, right? Because you were so happy. You lit up. I could see the joy
Yeah,
in your face.
I was so happy. I
It
feel
took
like that,
2 seconds
bro.
for
Let
me
me
to
tell
ruin
you,
it.
I feel like that's the happiest I ever like. Like no time in our life. Like I feel like we've been separated, and I just wanted to see you so bad.
Yeah,
It was not if it was not that time.
that was the biggest time,
Yeah,
right?
because it's like, bro, I don't even know if I'm gonna have a husband after this. He might die. I don't know what's going on.
Did I think I sent you a message while the plane was shaking in Morocco.
No, I don't know. I
I
don't
could
know
have
that
sworn I
part. But
sent
what
you a
I'm saying
message.
is like we got separated in a long journey,
Yeah, it was a long. It was yeah. It felt longer than it should have been.
And
Wallahi.
these are the type of stories where people be like, yeah, I've never seen him ever since.
And the funny thing was, sorry. When I met your grandma and your brother, they were so relaxed, so happy. I'm looking at them. They're like, oh, did you go to the hotel too? I said,
They had a long layover.
the hotel. Bro, he said, yeah, we was in a hotel, chilling, doing it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your brother. I said, damn, when
I
your
should
mom.
have went with Jennifer.
Yeah, Malala was thinking that in my head. I said, damn, Bita, if only you let me go with you. But then again, me and your grandma probably would have got lost,
All right, because you never ever went to the airport by yourself.
but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a movie too, another movie.
I
That would have been
remember
a
when
different.
we came from Miami. I don't know if you remember this. When we came from Miami, and we was getting ready to, come back into New York at the border. And then I said, babe, this is where we have to go
With the
to
water.
show our passports. Or it was not Miami, maybe St. Lucia, somewhere.
It was St. Lucia.
Yeah, and I was like, this is where we have to go show our passport. And you was like, no, baby, it's over here. And you were so confident. You never, ever, ever, ever traveled by yourself before. And I ended up being right. But was that like that day?
Wait. You talking about the passport thing? Oh,
That
yeah.
day, I was like, this man is
No,
not
okay, this is
okay.
why. This
Because
is
why are
why.
you so confident?
Denega.
And you don't
Sorry.
even know.
Listen, this is why. This is why. Because that day, when we was there, I seen a person with an American passport go in that line.
But it's not
So,
about that. It's about reading and following directions.
I
That's your
could have sworn.
problem. You don't read
Okay, but the thing
directions.
is, because I seen people with American passport,
But babe,
I thought
if
that was the
and
spot.
that's your
That's why I
problem,
made it,
you'll
yeah.
be following people and you don't be reading the directions.
Yeah.
Follow the rules and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
That day
100.
you were so confident, but somebody would have seen, they would have said, this man, I'm putting $100 on him.
No, but alhamdulillah that we got on the line for like a few minutes. Like, not even a minute, like a few seconds or whatever.
No,
And
I
then.
ended up going on my line, and then you ended up going on your line, but you ended up coming back.
You sure you went on your line?
Yeah, I went on my line. Bro, I'm 100% sure.
Okay, I remember. Yeah, because I think I seen. Oh, one of the ladies screamed
One thing
out.
about me, the blind is not going to be needing me.
Yeah, I'm hard-headed. I'm like,
Yeah.
this is the way you're gonna f end up coming to me. Come to find out, yeah, I was wrong.
And this happens a lot in our
Yeah,
relationship.
I'm always wrong, and that's It's just sometimes, you know, you think you're right. You so 100%. But
it'd be shaitan.
It's not an ego thingy, but sometimes you just really feel as though you're correct. And then you end up being wrong almost all the time. At that point, whenever she says something, just do it.
I feel like it's better for your wife to be proven wrong than you to be proven wrong.
No, it's not better for the wife to be proven wrong.
No, let me tell you why. Because when it's proven that you don't know nothing as a man, that's a yagwin. That you don't know jack. But your wife, you know, she's going to act like she don't even remember it happened.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She would never admit to it.
Which is perfect. But you as a man, your wife is, you think I ever forgot about that?
You don't forget about anything. Uh-huh. I know that for a fact. You remember every single thingy that happened. And I forgot about that. We didn't even say that in the St. Lucia story. Because that really slipped my mind.
I don't know where it was coming from. You think it was
St. Lucia? Yeah. I remember it was St. Lucia.
Yeah.
For sure. Because the Miami one was not like that. But it was St. Lucia. I remember that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but alhamdulillah, we hope you guys enjoyed, you know, the trauma that we went through. You know, and hopefully y'all learned something. So always,
this check is my advice. Boarding pass.
Always. No matter if one person.
If y'all let's booked say, it together or not.
Don't you find it crazy how. It was how many people, how many of us, and only one person's ticket time was off?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was they thinking about? I want to know what was they thinking.
I don't think they probably checked when they were rebooking us.
That's what had me shocked.
Or maybe the person that rebooked it on the phone with me, he saw it after, but he don't got my number. How you going to call me back?
Oh, he probably, yeah, they'll deal with it.
Oh, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Yeah. Come to find out, we don't look at the ticket. Well, none of them don't be looking. But
I always say, check your boarding pass.
Always check your ticket, check your boarding pass. If you're going to a different Jamani, make sure you know
different country.
Make sure that you know whether they require a visa or not.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do what we deal with at the Medina Saudi situation, right?
And then again, it happened to us here.
Right? So you don't want to deal with that. No, but this one, you see how you was on it for the visa for Gambia. You was on it. No, I didn't even think we needed it. No, I'm talking about for us.
But what happened to my grandma? She ended up getting separated because she can't go to two layovers.
But we didn't know that. That was something that was not even in our control, no matter what.
I feel like they make it so complicated to travel.
A lie. But yeah, so make sure you check your ticket. Even if it's 10 of you high and everybody has the same time and you confident, look at yours too, bro. Look at it. Just give it a sneak peek to see.
Yep.
All right? Yeah. So, alhamdulillah. But, you know, we pray that Allah blesses all of you listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Guys as well.
The slam.
Inshallah, and hopefully y'all all enjoyed.
Mm.
Because we do this podcast for entertainment, but also stuff that actually really happened in our life. Like, there's no cap in this story. Like, it really happened. You know, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Inshallah, until the next episode.
Inshallah.